Representative Kay Granger, Texas 22, Fort Worth, is in a tough fight for re-election with a strong challenge in the Republican primary. She made it tougher on herself when in late January she claimed to be endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas Right to Life has never endorsed Kay Granger, including for this cycle. Luke Bowen, political director at Texas Right to Life, said, Republican Chris Putnam is the only pro-life candidate in the race. We proudly endorsed Putnam after our interview in December. On the left coast, California State Senator and immigrants' rights advocates rolled out a bill Monday that would strengthen consumer protections and extend guaranteed language access for immigrants and non-English speakers who use bail and bond services, according to Courthouse News. The feel-good idea is to make bail bonds more accessible for immigrants in deportation or criminal proceedings, and as always, the Democrat solution is to mandate big things which massively increase the cost of providing bail bond services. It's always the intention as opposed to the result that matters with Democrats. Moving on, the Trump administration's killed off an advisory council set up to help with issues related to big game hunting that was made up mostly of people engaged in hunting. A 2018 investigation by AP showed that the board was stuffed with big game hunters, reported ABC News. Repeatedly, anti-hunting groups successfully used this argument to get the press to discredit the International Wildlife Conservation Council. Funny, that argument never seems to apply to climate change or other big issues where committees are almost always constituted of one-view-only advocates. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.